1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. An admitted white supremacist has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison for killing 23 people and injuring 20 others at an El Paso Walmart in 2019. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
No emotion from 24-year-old Patrick Crucius as the life sentences were handed down. It came after 2 days of victim impact statements from the families. Amaris Vega lost her aunt, Teresa Sanchez. She addressed the shooter in court.
He wanted to get rid of the Hispanic people here in El Paso. But he didn't do that. He failed. And he didn't win. We're still here and we're not going anywhere.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks says the federal sentence will have no impact on the state trial, which could happen as early as next year.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in that July 2nd mass shooting in Baltimore. CBS's Scott McFarland has the details.
Baltimore police won't publicly release the name. They say it's a 17-year-old who they've arrested for his connection to the mass shooting spree Sunday morning at a community cookout, an annual tradition in Baltimore. 28 people were wounded. 2 young adults were killed. But they've also said they believe multiple shooters were involved. There could be more arrests to come, and the casings from the scene indicate more than a dozen guns were used.
The charges include possession of a firearm by a minor, assault weapon possession, and reckless endangerment. The Labor Department reports 209,000 jobs were added in June, a slight dip from the previous month. The unemployment rate slid down 0.1% to 3.6%. CBS News contributor Javier David says this is good news for the jobs market.
What we have here is cooling, but it's not frozen. And the jobs market still robust, still a lot going on, still plentiful, and very supportive of people earning more and being able to find jobs if they want them.
It's another hot one today, with temperatures expected to reach or exceed 90 degrees in 31 states. The heat is especially tough for outdoor workers like Richard Gresh, who owns a roofing company in Pennsylvania.
85, 90 degrees down here on the ground. Up there, you can be upwards of probably 110, 115 degrees for sure.
Criminal charges have been filed in connection with a train accident that left more than 290 people dead in India. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
India's federal police have arrested 3 railway employees in connection with the country's deadliest train crash in 2 decades. Nearly 300 people were killed in the accident last month. More than 1,000 were injured. Of the 3 people arrested, 2 are engineers and 1 worked as a technician for the railways.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all 7 continents. With no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. One local family has a unique claim to fame, and it has to do with the Wausau Aspirus Hospital. The Olsons have three generations in their family born on the same day at the same hospital over the course of 62 years. The patriarch of the family, Todd Mitchell Olson, was born on April 29, 1961. His son, Ethan Mitchell Olson, arrived 32 years later on the same day in 1993. The third generation to share the birthday of April 29th is Ava Marie Olson, born this year. She arrived 9 days before her due date by natural birth at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. This serendipitous alignment has a 1 in 133,000 chance of happening. April 29th is a day of shared destiny and family legacy for the Olson family and a special treat for the Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The Rafters play the Chinooks in Mequon tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 79. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alball, along with our producer, engineer extraordinaire, the wonderful and talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board once again this hour. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along on a TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday version, July 7th, 2023, of the big show. Glad to have you in for hour number two. Open line Friday, if you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Glad to have you along. Also, you can call and or text in. Simply download the Civic Media app onto your cell phone, onto your smartphone. Doesn't matter whether it's Android or Apple. Works on either one, an iPhone or an Android phone. Just go to your app store, type in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, little C and M, blue and red logo. Very nice. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's quick and free. Gratis. Won't cost you a dime. That's what Gail King calls a deal over there on CBS Mornings. Love me some Gail King in the morning. Makes me smile. In any event, download the Civic Media app, and then you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you everywhere you want to go, 1 to 3 every afternoon, and all the rest of the great Civic Media programs as well. Always good to have you along, and can text or call in that way, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Coming up this hour, going to talk a little bit about social media, all the new platforms, the falling apart, apparently. Finally, this has been rumored for months. After Elon Musk, the Tesla SpaceX owner, bought Twitter for a reported $44 billion. And he promptly fired a bunch of people, didn't give a hoot about kind of policing the platform anymore. And now in the most recent thing over the weekend, last weekend, he started announcing he was going to limit how many tweets people could watch a day, depending upon whether they were paying the $8 a month for it or whether they were using it for free. And reports are that the reason he was forced to do this is he's not paying his bills to house the data. He, to put it in layman's terms, Musk and Twitter are leasing space. Data warehouse space from places like Amazon Prime and Google. And Musk didn't pay his bill. So Google and Prime are like, yeah, you're not going to have the empty closet space to put your data in. And so that's resulting in a lot of people just kind of leaving the platform if they haven't left already. I've been a big user since about, oh, geez, 09 or so. I should look and see what my anniversary date is. I use it not so much as to, like, communicate with friends, but rather to get information from places like CBS or, you know, ABC, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But here's the point. Christy Raffini from CBS, I was watching her on a fill-in show over the weekend, over the holiday, and she made a great point. As a reporter for CBS, she said, it's really become useless for me because if you're not familiar with Twitter, you used to get a what's called a blue check mark. It was a way to certify that you really are who you say you are or were who you say you were, depending upon the tense. And in order to get the verified check mark, there were certain things that Twitter would do to verify you. And so for news people especially, in order to report things, you wanted it to come from a verified source. Well, now anybody can pay the $8 a month and get a blue check mark. It doesn't mean verification. So what's happening is that people are taking a real, like let's say a lawmaker, a United States senator, and using their official picture that you would find on their real site, and then using the same name with maybe like a dash or a hyphen or a one after it. And it looks exactly, if you're not careful, and it looks like the actual senator, and it has a blue check mark. But it's an imposter putting out bad information. So really now, to Christy Raffini's point, unless you were following that trusted source before Musk took over, it's really hard to tell whether anybody is real anymore on Twitter. And so there's a new platform called Threads. We're going to talk about that. Also another one called Blue Sky. Going to talk about that. Have you changed your social media platform in the last few months? Where do you get your social media info from? Are you still a Facebook person? Do you go to Instagram? What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Talk about that. Also, I didn't give this Willie Nelson news. It's not really news. But we had so many callers last hour on climate change and the UPS possible strike. And thankful we did. Never got to this Willie Nelson part. So we'll come back after the break and talk about that. Willie Nelson, the iconic legend country music singer, leading the zero emission future with solar powered batteries at the Luck reunion. How cool is Willie Nelson, Mr. Zomers?
The answer is very.
See, that's the kind of producer you want. He's much more succinct and to the point than I am. He knows how to use words properly. I just sometimes babble like a brook. Anyway, we'll come back and take your phone calls as well. And a very talkative Mr. Zomers will give us his board game of the week. Can't wait for that later this hour. A great game to play with friends and family over the weekend. 844-967-2789. It's Open Line Friday. It's the Todd Allball Show. And you're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you miss missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Todd Alba Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Glad to have you along on the TGIF. Mr. Zomers looked at me coming back after the break. So, is he going to talk? What's going on? I paused longer than usual. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Thank you so much for asking. So, we will get to the Willie Nelson story, I promise. So there's Twitter, which I've been on for a long time. It looks like it's crashing. It's going down. And so now the new trendy one here the last few days is Threads from Zuckerberg, Jeff Zuckerberg over at I still call it Facebook, but
Mark Met, Zuckerberg.
Mark, what I call him, Fred?
You called him Jeff? Oh, Jeff. Which is more like Jeff Bezos. Yes.
I'm getting my billionaires confused. I apologize. You understand?
Elon Zucker Bezos? Zuckeros? Yes. I don't know.
So Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, over at Facebook. Technically, I understand it's Meta, but I still call it Facebook. And Zuckerberg owns every, he's got Facebook, he's got Meta, he's got Instagram, and now this new one called Threads. Threads. And what's happened is, and this is genius, by the way, is that Zuckerberg hired a bunch of people from Twitter that Musk fired, got rid of. And he said, well, come on over. I got a few billion dollars to pay you. And so they've basically recreated, it looks very, very similar to Twitter. They've recreated Twitter over at Meta, and it's called Threads. And so I signed up last night, along with my colleague, Kristen Bry, who is ahead of me, usually always is ahead of me. She's much cooler than I am. But here now, a former coworker of mine at the Capitol, he was an intern in the Schultz office, Dale Emmons. And anyway, a nice guy, a smart guy. We didn't realize how smart he was. I went to UW-Madison, graduate from there. And he went on, Dale Emmons did, to be an IT genius, basically. And I know, see, the cool thing, I know a lot of really successful people. Not so much, but I know a lot of cool people. And so Dale Emmons went on to be the groundbreaking floor of this IT company and did very well for himself. Thank you very much. And now he's retired, living in Boca at 28 years old. No, he's not retired. He's a little bit older than 28, but he's doing very well. Thank you very much. And so... he was on Threads. He has joined Threads as well. And so he threaded out, I guess that's what you say. You don't say tweet out. He threaded out and said, you know, to his friends, who thank goodness I'm one of, he said, who wants a blue sky invite? So blue sky is another platform that is being co-created by Jack Dorsey, the original creator of Twitter, that basically sold it to Elon Musk. And so, but Blue Sky is not like, you can't just sign up right now. Blue Sky is, you have to know someone on the inside to get a Blue Sky invite. Well, Dale Emmons, being the guru that he is in the IT world and taking pity on a poor old soul like me, he said, do you want an invite? I said, absolutely, I want.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Reunion. So he has this big reunion every year down in Lubbock, Texas. It's fantastic. Williams in his 90s now and still getting it done. Still touring on stage. Still playing that guitar. It's got a hole in it, got a strap around it, still playing it. Willie Nelson is helping to lead the charge for a greener future after utilizing solar energy to power the main stage at 2023's Luck Reunion. A recent finding report conducted by Sound Future shows that the reduced impacts of the solar-powered stage. Overdrive Energy Solutions. That's the name of the company. They designed, built, and maintained the stage, which was funded via Reverb's Music Decarbonization Project. Sound Future conducted a scientific analysis of the stage success. Quote, there are real solutions right here, right now, to slash live music's carbon pollution, said Reverb's co-executive director, Adam Gardner. What was accomplished at Luck proves that if every festival made the switch from diesel generators to solar-powered battery systems, it would be a huge leap forward for music's role in fighting the climate crisis. The 19-page report measured Sound Future's 3 metrics value: 1, the benefit of the environment; 2, the benefit for the bottom line; and the benefit for talent. The solar-powered stage saved carbon dioxide emissions equivalent to a car driving around 900 miles. So that's something, right? Quote, the case study and others like it are a powerful demand signal that culture leaders are ready for a fossil-free future for live events, said Sound Future's Casey Lee in a statement. Bolstered by performances from icons of outlaw country, the 2023 Luck Reunion set a new precedent for climate-conscious behavior at U.S. festivals. We've talked about this before. This is Todd talking, right? Because I always think, okay, I'm all for helping the planet. But all these batteries, what happens to them when they die? I mean, how does that impact the environment? And ask my friend Kurt Kohler, who is the plant manager down in Monroe, Wisconsin, of Badger Ethanol, who's a smart dude. Double major in criminal justice and chemistry. He is a scientist. Talks to a lot of people around the world. And according to him and other people who know science, that if you look at the benefits of and the detractions of sticking with fossil fuel versus transferring over to battery, then the long-term goodness, well-being of the planet, still the battery operated, still wins out. So I'm glad to know that from scientists, people who know what the heck's going on. And here you have Willie Nelson, I mean, you can go to every concert that you are. I said every. You can go to every community in rural Wisconsin where there might be a lot of Trump flags flying, where it's not all going to be progressives for sure. And ask them what they think of Willie Nelson. And I bet you about 98%, maybe more, are going to say Willie Nelson is it. Going to hear Willie Nelson on music being played at the bar. Cover bands playing a Willie Nelson tunes. People wearing Willie Nelson t-shirts. People love Willie. Because he's a talented guy and he's a real person. Right? Just a real dude. And my point is, if Willie Nelson can make the transition over to solar and realize that he needs to do his part for carbon emissions, I think each of us can do the same thing. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal, right? Doesn't, I mean, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. I mean, talk about right now, I'm leaving a carbon footprint. But moving forward in the future, whenever I decide to get a new vehicle, believe me, it's not going to be soon. This one's paid off. I'm going to drive this thing until it dies, all right? But when and where we can, the little things we all do together help the overall improvement of the planet. So I wanted to get that out there. What do you think? Are you with Willie on this? Are you pro, whether it's, you know, buying an electric lawnmower? Whether it's buying an electric trimmer, a rechargeable one, a solar-powered one, right? Are you with Willie on this? Are you still just, nope, forget it. I'm still going to stick with my gasoline-powered one. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on that or anything else on Open Line Friday. Love to hear from you. So, we're going to move into this social media thing a little bit more. And Mr. Zobbers, you're much younger than me. You're a Gen Z-er. What do you use for your social media platform?
Well, I am a Gen Z-er, but I've never been huge on social media. Why is that? Because when I was in like middle school and high school, I would always see people using it as a way to bully others or to just be emotionally immature and not deal with their problems. Like the kinds of posts that irritated me the most when I was in middle school are someone posts something, they're like, oh, I can't believe somebody would do that.
Right.
And then that what they're wanting is for people to comment and be like, hey, what's wrong? You can talk to me anytime. And they'd be like, oh no, it's okay. I'm fine.
And they're not fine. What platform did that kind of stuff go on the most?
That was Facebook. And that, like, I have a Facebook account. Yeah. I don't use it because it's just a bunch of that. It's not as bad anymore, but.
And I think it depends on what generation you're talking about, because I know a lot of people get things off of Facebook, like they use it as a news source, which,
again, a terrible news source. Right? Just putting it out there, if you use it, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying Facebook has a lot of mis and disinformation from what I've seen.
And again, I think it depends on what sites you're looking at, and again on Facebook, I believe, you know, things are still verified. So, in other words, if you're looking at the CBS News, or the ABC News, or whatever,
kind of things,
news page, that's great. But what Mr. Zomers is saying, a lot of people will share on their Facebook page. Oh, you know, this popped up on my feed. Look at this, and it, you know, and it's just complete disinformation.
And one thing that's nice on Twitter, God rest its soul. Is the ability for additional information to be added. I've been seeing that used a lot when somebody like Elon Musk or whatever will say something that's totally misleading. People will add on, actually, this is an important piece of information they left out. And you can verify whether or not it's accurate or helpful.
We'll come back and talk more about social media. What are your platforms that you're on? 844-967-2789. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Board Game of the Week as well. The Almost Show.
This summer, 540 a.m.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Iola Car Show and Swap Meet is celebrating their 51st year.
Over 120,000 people are expected to attend the event. This year's theme is the Unforgettable 50s. The three-day event features over 25,000 cars, two concerts per day, food, and fun for everyone. The Iola Car Show runs through Saturday. If you're looking for a swap meet closer to home, the Arpin Lions Club is holding Farmer Flea Market Fridays today from 9 to 5. They can sell anything that is legal to sell. Vendors will be set up in Arpin on Church Road starting at the Old Town Hall and going north on Church Road through the big parking lot of the old feed mill. They'll have public restrooms available at Candy Cane Park and a porta potty in the old feed mill parking lot. The 1-2 Rafters play the 1-2 Chinooks in Mequon again tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 79. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. A mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
A ban on abortion. Judge Diane Shipler wrote that the 1849 law instead creates a ban on feticide. Under a 1994 Wisconsin Supreme Court case, the case State v. Black dealt with a man charged under a law separate from the 1849 law that makes it a crime to, quote, intentionally destroy the life of an unborn, quick, or viable child, unquote, which the state's high court ruled is a feticide law. Judge Shipler ruled that because the 1849 law is so similar to the statute at debate in the Black decision, the state Supreme Court standard under Black should apply to the 1849 law as well. She wrote in her decision, quote, how then is it possible to view the 1849 law as an abortion statute when the Black statute, containing almost the same language as a feticide statute, the judge wrote. For the above reasons, Black's holding must apply equally to the 1849 law. A little confusing, I know. But this is all going to be a matter of law, and of course it's probably headed to the state Supreme Court, of which Janet Protasiewicz will be seated next month. The case, back to Will Keneally's reporting now, this case was brought as a challenge by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call against three Wisconsin district attorneys in an effort to prevent them from enforcing the state's abortion ban. Shipler, this afternoon, also allowed a group of doctors to join the suit as an interested party. The judge also wrote that her ruling today is not final, as it applies to an appeal, which could slow the appeals process down, as this case will likely make its way to the state Supreme Court. As I said, the court flips its balance next month and will have a liberal majority thereafter. In a statement this afternoon, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the ruling, quote, a major victory in our fight to restore reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. He said, while the ruling does not resolve the case and won't be the final word in this litigation, the court's thorough decision makes it clear that the statute of 1849 should not be interpreted to criminalize consensual abortions, he said. Shortly after the court's ruling, Governor Tony Evers, who has been a vocal advocate for repealing the 1849 law, called Shipler's decision, quote, a critical step, unquote, toward reaching that goal. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, meanwhile, said the ruling, quote, is an important step in restoring and expanding access to abortion and reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. They said, quote, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has always contended that the Wisconsin statute of 1849 is unenforceable in regard to an abortion case. We agree with the decision, unquote. Heather Winninger, the executive director of the Wisconsin Right to Life, called the ruling, quote, a devastating setback in our ongoing fight to protect Wisconsin's preborn children, unquote. Again, a developing story, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 for the CBS News affiliate from the TV station here, Channel 3 in Madison. Great reporting by Will Keneally at Channel 3. Again, within the hour, a Dane County judge has ruled that the 1849 law on abortion only bans feticide and not actual abortion. It's legalese, right? But it's an interpretation. And I think as Josh Call, the state attorney general brought this case, the intent, of course, is to work its way through the judicial process in Wisconsin and eventually get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And again, Judge Janet Protasiewicz will be seated next month on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court and give that a liberal majority on the court. Again, I think this is a win for women. Because whether or not, whatever your feelings are on abortion, I still believe that the majority of Wisconsinites, if it was your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, who, God forbid, was raped, incest, I think that we, most Wisconsinites, would want the decision on what to do in that situation left up to the woman, her parents, the doctor, and her clergy, if she has one. Because under this law right now, as interpreted since the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last year, currently in Wisconsin, if a woman is raped, she cannot legally seek an abortion in the state of Wisconsin. Can't do it. And again, I respect that people have very strong opinions, and some of them for religious faith reasons, which I respect. But to say that we have a law in this state that does not give women the option to do what's best for them in terms of their health, in terms of if they were raped, that's a step too far, in my opinion. And I'm glad that this judge did what she did today. I'm not an expert on the law by any means. Matt Flynn is. By the way, you can listen to Matt Flynn coming up at 3 o'clock after the show. I bet you that he will have a comment on this. Matt Flynn, an attorney, of course, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. But the great thing about Matt is he will give you his legal interpretation of something, whether or not he agrees with it or not. And that's the sign of a great host. That's the sign of a great broadcaster. When you will take your expertise and say, look, I might not agree with it, but if you're going to follow the law as a lawyer, here's what's happening. It's exactly what Matt Flynn does. He breaks it down, gives you the legal perspective from that of an attorney, a graduate, by the way, of UW Law School. Great institution. Matt Flynn, direct, will come up to you after the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. But until then, breaking news at this hour again. Local Dane County judge here in Madison has ruled that the 1849 Wisconsin law on abortion only applies to feticide and not abortion. So while it doesn't change anything currently, it means that the case could continue forward and most likely will get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, of which Dana Protasiewicz will be a member of next month. What are your feelings on this? You happy about this? Are you concerned about this? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also text in as well. If you don't have it, go to your app store on either your Android or your Apple phone. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the app. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's fantastic. And there's a little icon there you can push to call in, or a little icon you can push to text in. Mr. Zomers and I will see it and pass your info on the air. Or just do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up a landline if you got one, or your cell phone, and dial us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you in our time left this afternoon, on a Friday afternoon. What do you think, Mr. Zomers? I'm happy this case is moving forward, because I think it's particularly women in this country, in this state, need a final answer. I'm happy about that.
They need a final answer, and I think there is a correct answer.
Right.
And this is, it appears to be moving towards it. It's at least not getting shut down, so I'm glad.
Me too. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air, and we'll get you on just ASAP. Always glad to have you along. And don't forget, coming up before the end of the show, Mr. Zomers will be back with his board game of the week, something that you could do as a family together. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones to Sam in Madison. Sam, what say you, sir?
Hi, you're vaguely asking, like, what Wisconsin I think should happen with abortion, right? Kind of, right?
Well, the judge in Dane County ruled that the case can move forward, essentially, to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Right. Well, so I obviously agree with the point you made, like, God forbid somebody knows somebody who's been raped or the victim of incest. But I can't not say something about the overwhelming majority. And I have to admit, I am a man, and so it's not necessarily the most pristine opinion to run off of, but how many people just make mistakes or they didn't get proper sexual wellness education and they need contraceptive or they need to get an abortion. And I'm sure there is a mass amount of conservatives and Republicans who probably have, we've all heard it. So that's basically all my point is. Obviously in the case of rape or incest, but then also, God, how often do we just need this?
No, I appreciate the call, Sam, and obviously, you know, as a male as well, it's a different perspective, right? But I'm with our female listeners I'm someone, you know, I was a Republican for several years, left the party in 2011. I just had this discussion earlier with someone today. I said I haven't really changed my core beliefs in all these years. One of them is one thing that I have changed on, just in more education, is abortion. I used to be a pro-life person that said I'm pro-life, but I did believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and endangerment of the mother's life. But as you know, as you grow, as you mature, as you learn more, I've come around to believe that I'm a pro-choice person, and the fact that at the end of the day, as a man, I just don't think it's the right for me or any other male to put my opinions onto a woman.
Right, I guess, and then my asterisk to that is my opinion is just like, man, why are more dudes not freaked out by this? Because, obvious reasons, and that's all I have.
Sam, can I ask you real quick before you go on? If you don't want to say this, that's fine.
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 22, and I've been listening to the Devil's Advocates and 92.7 FM forever. I just only got into calling in recently.
Well, Sam, you're fantastic. And the reason I ask is this. I recently had a move. I moved my apartment, and I hired some movers. I had three guys, all in their 20s.
Right.
And I asked them at lunch. I bought them lunch. And I said, what's the number one issue to you? Like voting. And you know what they said? Abortion. It was all on this issue. And they were all dudes. Young guys like you, and they said we're going to the polls and we're voting on that issue. So I think you're a great.
We don't want to accidentally have kids.
Well, there's that too, right? There's that too. Sam, you're fantastic. Right. We appreciate you listening, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon and a great weekend. Thank you, Sam. That is Sam and Madison. Love that. Love the take. And I think this is something that, again, Republicans have gotten themselves into a box. As a former Republican myself, this was the holy grail for Republicans, was to overturn Roe v. Wade. They thought, if only we can get that. Well, they got it. What's the old saying? Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Because politically, it might be the death knell in 2024. Going to take a break. On the other side, Mr. Aaron Zommer's Board Game of the Week, what we're thankful for. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Bark in the Park at historic Ritterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Here's what's
What's Happening WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th Annual Street Dance, Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in Rudolph. Parade begins at 3:30 p.m. with activities for the kids, food trucks and refreshments, the music of Southbound from 5 to 10 p.m. and fireworks at dusk by the Braddock Company. The Hub City Concert Series presents the Jerry Schmidt Band on Friday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Wenzel Family Plaza, 201 South Chestnut Avenue in Marshfield. This outdoor concert includes outdoor games and local food trucks.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before the start of Matt Flynn Direct with our great friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Not going to want to miss it. I'm sure he will update you, give you his perspective on the breaking news at this hour, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 here in Madison. The Dane County Judge, or a Dane County Judge, has ruled that the 1849 abortion law in Wisconsin only applies to feticide, not abortion proper, which does not mean that anything changes immediately in Wisconsin in terms of abortion access, but it means that it can move forward now towards most likely going to the Wisconsin Supreme Court down the road. I have a text in on the text line here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or can text us on the app. And here is what this this person says. Sam is awesome. Our last caller, Sam, is awesome. I'm 63, so he could theoretically be my grandson. I'd be proud. What a thoughtful young man. After all, it takes two to be forced into an abortion decision. Jeff in Shorewood. So Jeff in Shorewood, at 63, gave his own age, agreeing with Sam, who of course is much younger, 22, I think he said. So that's fantastic. Let's go quickly to the phones. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And
of course,
you know, I guess as far as global warming, you know. To affect our economy the way it has, I believe in all forms of energy, not to destroy our economy, though. And are you aware that China is building two coal plants every week, or a coal plant every 2 weeks? And we don't hold them to any standard, and we're not destroying their economy like we are ours. So global warming is an issue that I still don't believe man can affect. And this administration is promising to spend $50 trillion, and their own scientists say that it'll drop the global warming by 0.02% of a degree. So to destroy our economy this way and pay for Americans to have to pay for it as the China, the communist China, is building two coal plants every month is just ridiculous. So this is a false meaner, and it's destroying our economy and causing inflation. So I think this is a farce, and for the way it's being sold by the media, by the economy, is not scientific. So
CJ, appreciate your call, CJ. Time is short. I'll simply respond with this. Of all the takes on global warming, that's one of them. Time now for Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zobbers.
Welcome once again to Board Game of the Week, the second one this week. So we got a twofer, not at the same time, but two across the week to make up for the couple that we missed here.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. What do you got this week, Mr. Zombers, for our little board game of the week?
Today we have Century. There are two versions. There's Century Spice Road and Century Golem Edition. They're the same game, though. They just look different. So in Century, it's 2 to 5 players. It's a pretty easy game to play. Takes about half an hour. And it costs between $30 and $40, depending on the theme.
Sure.
So, in this game, you have a small deck of cards, as in like 4 or 5, that have different actions. You can get spices or gems, depending on the version. The version I played had gems, so I'll go with that. You play cards to get gems. You can play cards to upgrade your gems. And then you're trying to buy big resources to end the game, either big golems or new like spice trade routes. And the thing that sets this apart from some similar games, like Splendor is one that we talked about a while ago that's very similar, is that, first of all, the differently valued gems makes it a bit different. Like, when should you upgrade? When should you just get more? Especially since you can only have 8 at a time. And the other thing is that it's very fast, because each turn is only one action. You know, most games you have different phases. Like, you draw a card, you play such and such, and you end your turn. In this, it is, you do one thing. You play a card, you spend some gems, or you pick your cards back up. It's just only one thing each turn. So it goes around the table pretty quick.
And pretty compact, it sounds like, as well. Now, you're not carrying a big board around, necessarily.
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty compact.
All right, and, very good. How much is it?
It is $30 or $40, depending on the theme and if it's on sale or anything.
All right.
So yeah, that is Century for the board game of this week.
Board game of the week, Mr. Aaron Zommer. It's always great on a Friday afternoon. A couple of quick texts on the text line. One person, Jeff in Shorewood, saying, any chance you could throw in a few more dollars to put some more watts of broadcast power into the Waukesha station so I can listen to my car? We're working on it. We're working on it, Jeff. We'll talk to Sage about that. But we appreciate you listening down there at WAUK in Waukesha, Jeff in Shorewood. Thank you so very much. Also, someone says, in response to CJ's call there, how does solar energy destroy our economy? It's new technology that creates new jobs, right? And aren't we China. Should we be like China? Someone says, in La Crosse, WLCX, appreciate you listening up there at the Eagle in La Crosse. China is destroying their own economy, while ours is doing just fine, CJ, no matter how you feel like it. All right. Here's someone that says, now look, here's someone else, Jeff, the 63-year-old caller, said, is that guy, he used this another term, is that guy from Stoughton a coal miner? Really? The clean energy economy creates jobs. And then someone here at Madison, WMDX, says, CJ of Stoughton is a freaking idiot. Climate change is affecting our economy. The fossil fuel industry knew that their product and industry would bring on climate change back in the 70s, and we have the paper trail evidence to prove it. And then finally,
just saying that one was
Mark in the sack. All right. So anyway, you know, it's always good when we can engage each other, and I don't mind taking on, letting people have their say. I got nothing wrong with that. I'm thankful we live in a country where we can have opposing views and freedom of speech. That's what I'm thankful for, Mr. Zommers. You?
It's a good thing to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here and be part of this discussion, since I'm not always on the show as of late.
Well, we always love having you on the show anytime, Mr. Zommers. And quite frankly, it's been a week. I'll simply say I'm thankful that it's Friday. Listen, I love all the calls. I love all the interaction. Love each and every one of you for listening. Even if we don't always agree, we have to have a discussion, and that's what it's all about. We'll have a brand new week, a brand new set of shows next week. Join us on Monday. Until then, make it a great week across the state of Wisconsin. For Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, and myself, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn and keep banging on your drum.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn.
But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good, healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5